For the first time in the country's history, the Czech Republic will see presidential candidates face off in a public debate, which will most likely be televised. Incumbent Václav Klaus originally resisted the idea on the grounds that such a contest made little sense within the Czech system, in which the president is elected by parliament and not by direct vote. But late last week, Mr. Klaus changed his mind, and as a result, on January the 29th, he and challenger Jan Švejnár will field questions from lawmakers in the Senate. Jan Wellinger has the details.
When Czech-American economist Jan Švejnár first entered this year's presidential race, he was relatively unknown to most Czechs. But that has since changed. A tour of this country this January has seen his popularity grow, and grow in bounds, which could be one reason why President Klaus changed his mind on an idea he flatly refused earlier, to meet his challenger in a debate. In the president's case, some might say it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Earlier, his refusal was criticized as a sign of political arrogance. Now some have stated that by accepting the challenge, the president lost his political nerve. Political analyst Jan Bureš suggests neither view is fully accurate.
I think it's important to stress that Mr. Klaus rejected a specially televised debate, and this is something different. A debate which will take place first and foremost in the upper house, albeit broadcast by Czech TV. In my view, the decision was a correct one, as it will allow the public to get to know both candidates' views better, and to see how well they are able to perform against each other. Above all, I think such a debate can only help Czech political culture.
There's no question the debate represents something of a political first. The only time in the past such a debate was held, it wasn't between presidential candidates, but between party leaders. Some will continue to question the debate's value, as the public does not impact the vote one way or the other. But even there, says Jan Bureš, the debate might still make a difference. In his view, a strong performance by either candidate could still tip the scales among the country's lawmakers.
I think that the debate could still have an impact on some undecided MPs and senators. We don't know for sure how many of them there are, but we do know that there are some. Whether Mr. Švejnár will impress with his willingness to discuss issues and give concrete answers, or whether we'll see a shining performance from Mr. Klaus, I think they both have the ability to impact undecided legislators. In my view, the debate will be very important. We know that the amount of undecided, especially in the Chamber of Deputies, is fairly high.
As it stands so far, lawmakers from the Green Party and the opposition Social Democrats have backed Mr. Švejnár, while the right-of-center Civic Democrats have pledged support for Mr. Klaus. In question are the Christian Democrats, who appear at least partly split over the candidates, or the third-largest party, the Communists. Their votes could still tip the election in either man's favor. Still, Mr. Klaus is being considered the hands-on favorite.
Jan Wellinger, ending that report on the presidential campaign.